American Cattle News, I'm Bill Baker.
We strongly support the president's actions, but we strongly object to what the president is doing.
That's Bill Bullard, who heads the independent group RCAF USA, talking about two different issues with President Trump.
So let's talk about the positive one first. We believe that President Trump was absolutely correct to implement tariffs on steel and aluminum to stop the cheating that China has been engaged in that has cost the United States manufacturing jobs and manufacturers and has reduced the middle class of America, meaning there are fewer people that can buy more beef. And so we agree we have to stop the unfair trade practices of countries like China, so we support the action on the part of the president to impose tariffs. But much of agriculture is opposed to the tariffs that President Trump has deployed. When you have a situation like this, where the American farmer is not benefiting from the rewards of expanded exports, that suggests that the marketplace itself is broken. And so this is what's the important point here. President Trump has recognized the marketplace is broken because China is cheating with respect to our tariffs and with respect to our manufacturers and our manufacturing jobs. So we support the president's efforts to impose the tariffs, and we think the soybean producers are wrong to be trying to object to that important effort on the part of the president. But on the other hand, Secretary Perdue just announced that he was going to accept for the first time in decades a modified live foot and mouth disease virus to begin conducting research in the United States. So the first step in the process is to bring in this modified live virus that is not supposed to be infectious to begin doing research. But the next step will be to introduce the live infection virus, place it in Manhattan, Kansas, where research will be conducted. We think the secretary is making a huge mistake, and we hope that President Trump will recognize that this is a mistake, needs to be reversed, just as he is reversing 25 years of failed trade policy in the United States.
That's Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, and I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.